as the Hurricane Katrina anniversary draws closer, you'll hear a lot about New Orleans restaurants and what their comeback did for the city's recovery. You'll hear some of this from me, too. It's an important story and a powerful one. But first, we need to acknowledge the role played by a different sort of establishment, one that came back fast on the heels of Katrina, too. A type that may not have necessarily served food, but did provide social nourishment, served up by the glass, the cup, the bottle, or whichever way they could manage it. It's the New Orleans Neighborhood Bar. Now, not every watering hole qualifies for this category, but when you're in one that does, you know it in an instant. These are charismatic, convivial places nestled tightly into their neighborhoods. They're not unique to New Orleans, of course, but they are an integral part of the city, part of its social landscape. There were even where some caught the first wind of the coming crisis as the TV in the corner flashed storm tracks of this looming monster called Katrina between updates from the Saints preseason. When floodwaters rose, they were engulfed right along with their neighbors. And yet, in many cases, these neighborhood bars were among the first businesses to return. In areas that were badly flooded, neighborhoods where practically every structure was damaged, and where the prospect of electricity was months away at best, the return of a neighborhood bar was often a first flicker of progress. Of course, it didn't take much to reopen a bar compared to reopening a restaurant or a grocery store, but sometimes the neighborhood bar was able to return on much less than anyone would have imagined beforehand. That was part of what made them invaluable after Katrina. They were social first responders. And they were ragged, missing windows, gutted walls, illumination by candlelight, ice chests if you were lucky, warm beer otherwise, cash only, and catch-as-catch-can hours. In the beginning, these places weren't even really open in any official way. They were ad hoc and winging it.